Okay, I will start. I was waiting for someone else to show up, like Martin, who presents people. So I present myself. My name is Fabio. I am a software developer from Brazil. I have been working on this industry of embedded systems for quite some time. And I work with almost everything from the lower stacks to the higher stacks. And now I work with runtime. We develop Apache Minute, which is an operating system for microcontrollers. Something very new for Apache, I think. So this should not be like this. I'm seeing this just a moment here. This is definitely not what should be there, you see?
Try exporting a PDF.
I have already. Yeah, good idea. I do have it somewhere here. This one? No. My mouse here is... Okay. How is it full screen? Okay, I think this will work, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit of background here. First, what I'm talking about here is about the process of mostly of upgrading. I'm imagining something like you have a company, you put out products in the field. Like you have a million products and you want to be sure that when you do an upgrade, when you change your firmware, you are safe because you are getting the right image. It works. It doesn't fail when it's upgrading and it breaks your device. And that's pretty much it. This guy is who created Apache Minute initially. These people, they have a background of working on a company that develops products for the utility grid. So it's like smart meters and public lighting, things like that. And they have a good amount of stuff out there in the field. So I think the last time I heard the number, it was like 40 million. I'm not sure if that's correct, but it's in the tens of millions of products. So you also work there?
Yes,
okay. So it's a lot of products. You don't want to send technicians there, right, to upgrade one by one. And we know these days that security is something serious because you put out the devices, someone finds a bug, and someone exploits it, and then creates networks of machines to put down systems like it happened recently many times, like Mirai and things like that. So when developing Apache Minute, this was a priority. I think this was started like 1 year or 1 year and a half ago. It was not in the beginning of the project, but it was at the start, I think. And then sometime later, other people from other projects, also real-time operating systems, also decided that we have to have that too. So everybody needs to have that now, actually. So what happened was, there was the Minute bootloader, which was initially it was developed specifically for Minute. It's still there in the tree. If you clone it on GitHub, you will get Minute. It will bundle the bootloader together, but in a joint with Linaro, and Linaro develops mostly for Zephyr, but they do a lot of open source, so they develop embedded systems like Linux embedded, things like that. We decided to break out the bootloader and make a new project, which is not Apache project, but it's Apache licensed, and so the idea is to make something that anyone can use. So right now we have support for Minute, of course, and Zephyr, which is the Linux Foundation operating system. I think soon there will be, soon like in 1 month or
Yeah, probably that. There will be more.
I think the first one should be Riot, which is another operating system developed for IoT, the Riot from IoT, you know, developed in Europe, in France and Germany. And another important thing is that this is being run for every commit we do. So I'm sure it works on runtime. In our headquarters, we are running a continuous integration of this every time. And I, as far as I know, Zephyr people also run one, which is probably Linaro, I mean, when I say Zephyr. So, okay, what's the life cycle here of the firmware upgrade, which I will be talking about? So we have to be sure that when I'm sending an image to a device, it is correctly sent, right? So I get what I want there. On the other side, we have that is not a function of the bootloader. So that is something that you have to have in your application. Minute has a protocol for that called Newt Manager. It does a lot of things. One of them is sending images and flashing and configuration, and it does a lot of other things, which are like getting back statistics, logs, and things like that. But this everyone has to do itself, right? So every operating system has to do it. So bootloader stuff here is the bootloader has to be sure that the image is written correctly. And when the bootloader always runs on boot, right? So it does all the checking on boot. So it checks that the image is valid. It checks that you want to run that image, because if you are upgrading, you might say, I'm sending this new image and you should swap to this image. So the old image is not valid anymore, and now you run the new one. And I will get into details of this. Okay, some other thing here is that the bootloader, what we want to achieve is a bootloader that can be built on any OS. So that means it has to be ported. But when I say porting a bootloader, it means it builds against the primitives of some operating system. It doesn't, like, the image that is built for the bootloader can be built on any operating systems. So if I am using Minute, I build my bootloader. Any image from any operating system, which is the same format, should work. It should not be like it's built for Minute, so it only runs Minute. It runs anything. It's like Grub for Linux would run everywhere. And yeah, any microcontroller should be made bootable easily. This we have a well-defined format, so any operating system you can do it. Probably you spend some hours there, 1 hour, 2 hours, and you should be able to port it, to make it able to run, not to port the bootloader to it. Okay, so another thing that we do here is we have the concept of we partition our flash. That is very much like partitioning a hard disk when you are installing multiple operating systems. So we have a space for the bootloader there, and we have two slots which are for images, which is how we provide the security that you can always go back to some older image if the newer one fails. And we have some scratch space there at the end. That can be any amount of sectors as you like. Usually, this flash flashes in microcontrollers. Just to be sure, everybody knows what is this? This like a microcontroller thing. It has everything inside. So you get a flash, a RAM, everything inside. It's small, and they are not like. None is like the other one, right? So you buy from one manufacturer, you have some partitioning scheme for the flash. Partitioning, I mean, more in the sector sizes. And you buy from another one, you have another. So this one that I have here has 4K sector size, and it's like orthogonal. It's 4K from start to finish, so it's really cool to work with. Some have like different sizes, like 16, 32, 128, and things, crazy things like that. What we need there for Scratch, Scratch is used to swap the images, so we need to have at least 1 second, which for this one means 4K is enough. But 4K is low, so you can choose whatever you want. It can be 16, 32, but some CPUs it has to be 128 because there is no other option. And that's focusing on MCU boot, the bootloader. We actually minute, if I was talking about minute, there are other partitions because we have a file system for Flash log, a log structured file system, which uses another partition. That's not really relevant here. Logs use another partition. So what we want to have here is a bootloader that is smaller as possible because it should fit on 1 sector in the beginning. Because I think the worst case that I ever seen is 16K as the first sector. I'm not sure, it might be 32, but like this one is 4, of course, but some are, you don't want to use more sectors. It's like if you have a 16 and then a 32 and use more than 16, you just lost 48. So we try to make it as small as possible and not to add too much stuff to it. The slots are made for putting the images inside. And I will talk about what that means. An image always runs from slot 0. And slot 1 always has an image that you want to run, that is your spare, that you want to upgrade to. And the reason for that is that when you link an image, when you build it, differently from Linux, which is you can put anywhere in memory something. When you build for microcontrollers, you usually build for a fixed address. So when we partition the flash, we know that this partition is at this address, and the image is built for this address, and it will not run in other address. So it always runs from slot 0, it's always built for that. Okay, Scratch, as said before. So when you boot, the bootloader checks the slots, and I will move for and get back here. This is like our images are. When you build your firmware, you get some image, a binary file, which is the firmware image, and we have some extra stuff that we have tools that build this. So we have a header. The header gets us versioning and sizes because I want to know where each section of this is. We have TLVs that I think right now we support hashing to know that the image is correct and signing. So to know that the person who is delivering this image is who is supposed to be. And we have a trailer. The trailer is a place that is you put there the configuration of what you want to do on the boot. So I want to switch the image, I want to swap or something. The bootloader also uses this area to for the metadata of the swapping. When it's swapping images, it has to save the state it is right now, because the main problem here is if anything wrong happens, you have to revert or you have to continue where you were. Like wrong could be a reset, a power fail, even software fail that causes some hard fault or something that your system just goes down. So you want to know that when I'm getting back, I'm getting to a state that I continue from what I was doing. Okay, so back to the boot process. I validated the image in slot 0. This is optional right now, but it's good to have. And then I check if someone is requesting an upgrade. So If the image, if the trailer of one, slot one is usually where this is written. If I want to switch to a new image, I write a magic on slot one, which is just a magic number that is written somewhere on the trailer. It's currently is in the first bytes of the trailer, and then it also checks if you want to do this as a testing thing or you want to confirm it and make it permanent. Which is something that sounds kind of crazy, but because we have our use case for that. But usually a test means I want to boot this image. When it finishes, it can write itself that I am good. So now it's okay. Every time I reboot, I will continue there. If it doesn't do anything, like your software is broken for some reason, it boots there. Nothing happens, it resets, and when it resets, it will switch back. So it will come to the old image that was running before. For MC boot only, there is some small differences right now between MC boot, which is the spin-off of the bootloader, and the Apache Marmite bootloader. But one of the things that we added to MC boot is that we have upgrades that you cannot revert, which means that if you send an image that is not good, it will break your device. But this is also at the same time, if your image is, if you are sure that your image is good, because it's hashed, it's signed, if it was written there and it's okay, the process of updating should be very safe. So, but it's not non-revertible because it's just a copy. It goes after that, after checking the hash, after checking signature, you just overwrite what you had before. And this is what Minute uses, and it's still default for MC boot. I think I talked about it somehow, but we have this algorithm for doing it, which is like this. We do this in sectors, right? So, and sectors, I will not use that word, but we do it in scratch amounts. So if your scratch is like one sector, we do it in sector amounts. See, for scratch is 32K for a 4K sector, we do copies in 32 sectors. So in 32K. So what we do is we erase one part of the flash, we copy from the other side, we erase another part, we copy from the other side, and we do the copy of the temporary image. So this, and the trailer has positioned some of the space, the most space in the trailer is used for writing the status there. So to know what this is like. A machine, like a state machine, right? So we just keep writing, we are copying this, and we are at this stage of the copying, and this is how we can get back if something bad happens. So if you have a reset anywhere, and when you reboot, the bootloader will check this trailer and will look, it was doing a swap or a revert, and it was on this stage of the process, and it continues from there. So it's pretty safe. Fallback is only supported on the swapping. This is done usually when there is a when either something goes wrong or you are doing a test. So if you're doing a test, you have not marked one bit there. Which is, then you say, when I reboot, I want to revert back, because I think I mentioned it already, but nobody wrote there that I'm okay, and you did not force it, so it just go back. Also, again, for crypto, what we are using here is, we would use SHA-256 for hashing the image. I think most stuff is done with the hash. even verifying that the image that was written in a good way is also everything is done with the hash. We have the signing of images is optional, right? Because you can build a bootloader without signing. Hashing is not optional. There's always hash there, but you don't have to have a key, so it's okay to just have it there. But you can build a bootloader without a public key, which means you cannot sign it. So that's an option, which is not as safe. We like people signing images, so you would be sure that it's coming from where it should. And we sign the hash, actually. We don't sign the whole image. So also, we support, I think right now we support RSA. It's 2048 plus the NIST curves, the SECP256. There are some investigations going on adding support for what is considered for some safe curves, because there's some fear there that since NSA created those curves, there might be backdoors that nobody knows about. I don't know. Right, so here more minute style stuff. What I'm doing here, I'm not going through minute, of course. There might be time to do some demo later and you go to the comments. But when I run, we use Nuke for everything. Nuke is like our build tool, is our package management. It does everything for us. Apart from communication with the application that is running, it does everything. So when I do a Nuke create image, it builds my system if it's not already built, and it versions it with some number at its signs. So if you want to. What I'm doing here is I'm building that project, K64F S-Linky. S-Linky is an example program for us that blinks a LED, plus tests some things in the flash and some stuff that the user can see in a bar. And just for showing the hackery here, but what it does in this case, it build this image. This image is that image format that has the header, the firmware, and the TLVs. And it has added one TLV, which is this one. And those blocks are at the wrong position. It should be here one. I should mark here. This is some feature of my export. And this is the size. But this is the SHA-256 that was appended to the image at the end, right? So you get that for every time. And here is how I upload an image. This is the case that there is nothing inside yet in the board. So you have the bootloader. The bootloader doesn't communicate with the world. It doesn't have, at least right now, that is like a very bad attack vector. It doesn't really communicate. So, but in Minute we have Nuke Manager, as I mentioned before. So you have to have an image already there to be able to upgrade. So we bundle the protocol with the image, not with the bootloader. Bootloader doesn't do that yet. Maybe in the future it will do something like that. So I'm loading the image. I'm checking here that the what images are in the equipment, and the hash there matches the hash that was here before, which is after that special. It's 2A. Believe me, it's the same thing here, right? So here is how I sign an image. I'm using a key there, which is my secret key here, which is an RSA 2048 key, and then it built, and now it has the hash plus it has also a TLV with the key there. It's actually the sign of the hash, right? So, and I'm not showing everything because it's very big. It's RSA, so it's but it's there too. So, to be able to run the signed images, you have to have the bootloader built with the public key, the same public key. The process, I think anyone who is hackery and in these things might be used to using OpenSSL and know how to create keys and things like that, but we have a good document which is on bootutil signed images, and for MC boot it should be moved to doc soon because it's where things should be, documentation, right? But this you don't do every day, right? I don't usually sign my images when I'm developing, but you will probably create your keys and put them in some place that nobody can ever get them. Okay. So what do you need to get a bootloader for your operating systems? You have to have some basic stuff there, which many have. I don't think most have, but you have to have flash primitives. You need to be able to write, read, erase, because the bootloader wants to have that. So it has some parting layer, which is still evolving. There is this concept that came from Minute of the flash layout, which is the idea of the partitions and where they are located and what is their size. And you have to have some form of crypto in your operating system because we are not bundled that with the bootloader. So Minute has, I think we have embed TLS for sure, which is what you usually use. We have TinyCrypto, I think TinyCrypt from Intel too. And I think that Zephyr has the same. Some other people have what's called NACL or something like that. Maybe in the future we might have to bundle something simple, like TinyCrypt is very small, so that you don't have to have that. Not totally related to upgrades itself, but to the project. Someone from Lenaro, a guy named David Brown, he wrote a simulator, which is quite cool. To test this, it's written in Rust, and it checks all the flash operations. So when the bootloader is writing and reading and erasing, and it has some control over that you can say things like, I want it to fail after 30 steps, after 50 steps, after 100 steps. So what we do in continuous integration is exactly to run every option imaginable of failures when we do a upgrade. So we fail on every step possible. We fail randomly many times during one single upgrade. Like I want to upgrade here to a new image, but I want to fail like 5 times inside to check that it will never fail, right? And we test reverts, we test random fails, as I say. And that was fast. And so here is some ideas of roadmap that I've seen people talking about. Some things that I taught myself, but what we should be doing in the future is we want to have as many OSs as possible. That's the point of talking about it, right? Because I want more people using it. I want. I was just for like a coincidence. I was reading the Cloudflare blog, and it was showing. It has 2 weeks ago they put this out, that is IoT anti-patterns. It's a nice. Nice article about this lower level stuff too, and one of them is an encrypted bootloader, because I think that's very common. That's what everyone who has a bootloader has. They don't have all those features of security that we are talking about, and plus how do I say it's, it does, how the non-fail stuff that we put in. Do you want to see that now? It's okay. So also, as I said before, safe curves is something that we are evaluating. New to manager encrypted transport. So today, when you send an image with Minute, we don't have encryption on the highest level. So we are relying, or what's the word, leveraging the encryption of the lower layers. We know that all our lower radio layers, when it's going through the air, it's safe. It's safe as in someone is doing encryption, not me. Not me as a higher level. But when I am working here through USB, there is no encryption. So, of course, here is not obvious necessary, but it could be if you have, like, I never seen something, but you can have a lot of people connected on this. So something that we talked about adding is also an encryption layer that is higher level, so it doesn't depend on anything else. We want to have the capability of loading images to RAM eventually. I'm not sure how important it is. Another thing that is very interesting that we talk about is that crypto is quite CPU intensive for microcontrollers. Like if you have something, like ST is putting out a microcontroller now that is 400 megahertz. That is like a supercomputer for microcontrollers. Right? But you could be running on something like around 30 megahertz, 20, 30 sometimes. And I know that David from Linaro was trying to do public key crypto, like it was like a Diffie-Hellman trying to RVM a key. If I remember correctly, he was using a quite good CPU. I think it was this one, which is on the 100 megahertz range, and it was like 4 seconds to create one key. So it's not something that you want to. You don't do that often, but yeah. So the point is, the CPUs usually have that inside the crypto stuff. I don't remember seeing public crypto, but they definitely have AES, usually 128. I think sometimes 256 too. They have hashing, so you don't need to do it. But hashing is quite okay because it's very fast. And another thing that we already talked about, I don't know, there is a solution for that, is key revocation. Like, if you lose your private key, then what? You know, because the bootloader is not upgradable. So, not. It could be if it's ROMable, which is you have already something in your chip that some special infra there, peripheral, but usually you don't have that. So the bootloader is written once, it's the public key is there. So if you lose your private key, then someone can send you a new image and it would look like the real guy, the real owner, right? Yeah, there should be one more here, or two. But that's pretty much it. I am open to questions. I also can show you some demos. We can have some fun here. Go ahead.
Why do you go through all of the hassle, complexity, and danger of doing an image copy instead of just changing the jump address in your bootloader?
Right. That is one option. Some people do that because I'm not sure exactly what's the point, because I did that in the past already. Maybe I didn't know exactly the background, but I did that in the past. I developed a product in Brazil for a company that I had to build two images every time. So I had to send the right image to the equipment, right? I'm not sure what they were afraid exactly of, because when you have two images, there's one extra chance of something going wrong, right? Because you cannot send an image that was built for slot 2. I will call 0 and 1, which is the usual. So if you build for slot 1, you cannot send it to slot 0. You actually never do that, but you always send to slot 1. But what I mean by that is, if you send the wrong image, you
you lost your ability to run it fine. Which would mean that you can switch to this the other one in Sam again.
And you can make that into the build tool so it doesn't let you.
So our understanding was at least my understanding is that if you want to do random addressing, you can jump, to whatever address, you have to keep a whole map of the address, and then that is actually a lot more than a lot of these microcontrollers can do. So that was the main reason. So if you had more compute power, if you had more flash, then you could do that, keep that whole map, and be able to move it around. But if these are really constrained devices, so we decided not to do that because that doesn't reason, as far as I understand.
Yeah, when I did it, the only problem was exactly that. If I sent the wrong image, it would stop working in my case, I think. Because my bootloader was not like, it will not switch back or something like that. But yeah, I think that is also a good idea. I don't see any obvious problems apart from this. I have to give it more thought.
Yeah. It depends on the OS for crypto. If you push an image with bad crypto library, your host. If you push an image with a bad crypto implementation,
yes.
It won't be able to validate a new image you built pushed to replace it, right?
Well, that's why the bootloader has to be extremely well tested. And
but it's using the crypto from the OS, but it doesn't have its own crypto, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
It
uses its own. But it gets it from the operating system at build time. So once it's built, it's there. It uses its own. It's not calling the operating system in any way.
No, it's not calling the OS image.
No, it's not. Only at build time, we get what we need, right? It's leaked, and then it's.
So it's all self-contained, right? So if we wanted to run this bootloader, we could.
Wrong? Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not.
I think there are some issues. There might be some issues. Sterling was talking about. There are some stuff here. But I think it's easy to do if we needed to do today. So,
but
I remember hearing some issues. I don't remember exactly what it was.
So that's something for the roadmap then. Because I think a lot of manufacturers would do want to run the bootloader.
Hmm. Okay.
And for security reasons, so that no one can.
Sure. Okay. Nice.
So I have a question. Are the communication between the microcontrollers and some central locations done over TCP/IP or what is the?
No, actually, it could be. It needs more lower level stuff. So because Nuke Manager. We use Nuke Manager. I was going to say a gente. Funny. But we use Nuke Manager. It runs over a very low level layer. It would be like Ethernet if you were using
opening sockets and doing
No. There's nothing like that.
Okay.
I think we could do that too. We could run over TCP/IP because it's just a higher level stuff. It's a protocol in a higher level sense, but you can run it over TCP/IP. I don't think anyone does that. I haven't heard about anyone doing that.
Most likely when I have stuff spread all over.
Yeah, but there are protocols for that.
I see.
Yeah, there are even now we at Minute we love at runtime we love Bluetooth.
Oh.
And Bluetooth 4 was good, was okay, was good. 5 is awesome, right? So it has long range, it's faster. It has meshing, which is really, really good for because we have cases people upgrading in meshing, which is I never seen that, but yeah, but people told me, and I believe the people who told me. So I can show you. We have. Let me just spend some 5 minutes here, and then it's done. This is not really that important, but in Minute we configure everything. We have some different paradigms from other operating systems. So we use the concept of packages. We have lots of packages. If I want to show here package YAML, you will see that we have lots of packages. Each package is self-contained. So Nuke is the tool that is responsible to get everything. Each package could be a repo on GitHub, a different repo. We are delivering everything together because it's easy, right? So, but if you want to do break it in a lot of different repos, you could. And for configuration, we use this sys.cfg files to do everything. So here I'm saying, for example, that I want to build with RSA. So when I build it, the bootloader, I have a target already for that, which is, if you were to check, it would be something that says here, I want this application and this board, right? Just that. So when I load it, I get my bootloader on the board, which is not doing anything right now because there is nothing. And then let me see, I have something open here. Let me change this. And then I will build this image. I added here one second. Okay. So I'm loading an image that has 1 second blinking LED. It does a lot of other things, but it will blink a LED. Right. So it's 1 second, and I will now do a small change here and build one that blinks in, I'm not sure, 333 milliseconds. So I'm signing it. I can show later. Well, we don't have that much time, but if I don't sign it, it will, when it reboots, it will just revert, and you will see the 1 second, and the first one has just gone. I can do that just now, just after this. And now I have already something running, right? I don't want to override it. So now I will communicate with the board, and I will do an image upload with this file here. Right. I hope I did everything right, but it's running here. It's an RTOS, so it's a low priority thread is sending the data, so it's going there. And everything it was doing before, it's still doing. So when it finishes, I will have now 2 images inside. I hope. Okay, now I have 2 images. And now I can switch to one of them. If I do a testing. Now this board has some strange behavior sometimes, but I'm switching. Right, so this is not the latest version, this is master on GitHub, so it takes some time because it switches all sectors. I have a pull request there that should becomes, right, it's faster now, it's 323. If I reset, I could reset, it's here, right, so now it will switch back because there is no code to say I'm okay inside, and also I did not confirm, like I'm forcing it to be right. It's back to 1 second. Okay, so yeah, you see it's USB here. She did something very similar to Bluetooth yesterday, which is a lot more, it's nicer to see, right? Now I could also say here, if I confirm here, it will switch again to this other guy, and now if I reset, it will stay there. So that's the other option, and then, right, it's again on that version. If I reset, it should be back, right? Oh, didn't change, cool. So I could create an image here without a key. I added the same, but it's okay. Oops. Wrong. You are wrong. Right. So, okay, I'm running this one and I'm sending a non-signed image. I don't have a serial here, but what will happen is it will not switch. I should have sent the 1 second blinking LED, because then you would be totally sure. If it did switch, you would know, because it's the same same pattern. But okay, image list. I have 2 images there. The hashes are different, right? I will switch to the second one, which is this one. But it should not work, right? It failed, right? If I check again, I have only the first one, because it failed, it's not there. I don't have the login information here to get, or I have, let me see. I think it's not enabled log show. What am I missing? Log list, no image. Log show, yes. Okay, it's not showing the hash, but yeah, you can do that. So that's it, I think. Thank you very much to be here. Thank you.